Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch Podcast. This is episode 627. I'm producer Gerald, and as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton today.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's a winter wonderland outside.
I know it was nice yesterday, up to 60 degrees, and now it's like 30.
A little snow action, got a little light dusting overnight. It's been a it's just been nonstop rain. It rained in the entire day yesterday. Stem to stern, and then it switched over to snow sometime in the middle of the night.
And did you hear the tornado sirens over there at all?
No.
We heard it for about a minute in our area.
I can hear them. I don't think they went off here
Yeah,
because I can hear them.
we had the one, like if you go out my front door towards Gary Matthews in the marina, that one was going off. It was only going off for like a minute.
Yeah, I don't think that they ever went off here because usually I can't hear them. Just heavy rain, winds, all that stuff. So no damage, everything looks fine. And then, of course, turned to snow overnight. Now everything looks frosty.
Oh yeah. You had to walk out inside. I just got to look out.
Yeah, I had to walk through the well, I was doing stuff with the chickens all morning anyway, so I'd already been all out in it.
Now, when it snow out there, do the chickens like to run around in that?
No, it so like on a day like today where it's already melting, they'll come out. But if it's like solid snow, they won't come out. I don't think they like it on their little feet.
Right.
I mean, they have an area where they can their like run, which attaches to their coop, which I let mine free range, but that area there is covered and they have dry soil in there. And so they typically will stay in there and go back and forth between in there and then the coop. It's a big area. It's probably 16 feet long and then 8 feet wide. So they got plenty of room to just stay where they're not inside, but they're not outside.
Now your chicken,
And
I know I've asked this before, but the eggs, do they all produce like just the same colored eggs, or just someone's blue, some's tan, some's
yeah, they're
brown?
all different. Yeah. I have all different. I have all the different. All my chickens are different variety of chicken. So they all lay different colors. I have one that does the light blue, several that do tan. I don't have any olive layers. I used to have the ones that did the green eggs, but I lost all those. So mostly what I get are different shades of tan and then blue. And sometimes the blue is so light that it looks like a store like white egg. And sometimes it is blue like an Easter egg.
There's a guy at work. He works in the same building. He has chickens, and he sells them $3 for a carton of 12. And
Yeah.
he'll go through and he separates them by color. He just
The
said, "Hey, do you
funny
want the
thing
blue
is,
ones? Or do you want the green ones? Do you want the tan ones? Do you want the brown ones?" And
they all taste the same. When I first started, like when the idea of getting chickens, I had never eaten an egg that wasn't white that I knew of. I'd also never eaten an egg that wasn't in the refrigerator. And so that it took me a little while, like mentally, to get over the eggs are supposed to be white and eggs go in the refrigerator.
Now, if you
But
wash them, you have to put them in the fridge, right?
correct. If you wash them, you're basically looking at the same shelf life as a store egg. But if you don't wash them, you can leave them on the counter for like 2 months.
Damn.
And then right before you use it, you just wash it all up good and use it like a normal egg.
Yeah,
It's wild.
my wife wants to start like buying eggs from people instead of the store ones, because store ones just don't last that long, and they're only there for you got to use them within a week.
Yeah, if you get them unwashed, I would comfortably say 2 months if you get them unwashed. I don't know how we got to talk about eggs.
Okay, we're out some of the snow and the chicken. We're talking about
Oh
the weather.
yeah.
But they like to go out there and play.
Well, I'll be incredibly brief. I was tired all week, and the only thing that I played was Party Animals. I didn't even think about playing anything else. I didn't play, I think, 2 or 3 nights this week because I've been so tired. So it was a super quick week as far as games go for me. I didn't get into anything.
I played a lot, but basically during the day, I didn't, well, after work and a little bit, I didn't, I wasn't up until like past 10 o'clock or something, 9:30. I stopped playing, very, very tired, doing a lot of exercising while moving and stuff, with picking stuff up. So my body has been wrecked all week. But I played Fallout 76, a bunch of that. I finally finished the season for the first time. I got to level 150 on the season, got to unlock a whole bunch of stuff. Then I started playing the Stanley Parable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing through that. Interesting game. Very, very interesting. Frustrating, but interesting.
How's the humor hold up?
It's funny.
Because it's older, but I know that they did some tweaking to it, I think.
Yeah, they did. Because they talk about the console. Well, you turn your console off, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Because at first, it's like, do I do the same thing over and over and over again? Okay, how about I go this way? And then all of a sudden, it opens up more stuff. And but you do play like Groundhog Day. You're playing the same thing over and over and over again. But you have to change something up to get the story to progress.
Since the last time we were talking, and somehow Groundhog Day got brought up, and I've been thinking about that game ever since.
Groundhog Day.
That I want to play and finish that game. The problem is, I think it's stranded on PSVR 1. So I don't think that that's a possibility for me unless I'm going to go to all that trouble
Right, to hook up your original.
to hook up, yeah. But I want to play that game for some reason. Like, since we talked about it, I've been thinking about it. Like, I should see that. It's a neat idea, and I should see that to the end.
Is it the like father, like son?
Yeah. And I don't believe that's a game that would have a PS5 patch or upgrade. If it had like a $5 or $10 upgrade, I would do it. Just to play. I don't want to buy the game again.
PSVR camera, PS. No, doesn't say anything about PSVR 2.
Yeah, I went through the games that were PSVR to PSVR 2 compatible, whether it's through upgrade or for free, and it was definitely not on the list. It's actually not a huge list of games that you could play from one to the other.
Yeah.
So I don't know, we'll see. But I've been wanting to play VR lately. I know we bought that, what was that, Green Hell VR game? I think that all of us bought, didn't we? I've been wanting to play some VR, so I thought about that one. I want to finish the Bricktales. I started it, and then it was really neat, and then bounced off of it to go do something else. And then we bought, I think, golf courses like right before Howard got his surgery and couldn't stand for a little while. So he's back ready to go now. So I think we have some courses that we never played on the walkabout mini golf too.
Howard, aka Marshall 205,
Oh
for our
yeah,
listeners.
it's fine. It's his Christian
Yeah.
name. It's a government issue.
Right. I was about to say about the walkabout mini golf. I wonder if they've added any new stuff on there because we haven't been on there in a while.
Yeah, they have added new stuff. When I think we bought two packs right before we left. We bought the Wallace and Gromit, which I'm a big fan of. We bought that pack, and then there's the Evil Layers. I can't remember if we did all those. And I think there was something else too. I mean, that game has so much DLC.
Now,
And they just can.
I know it's on PlayStation. Would you play it on PlayStation to like start all the way over again or no?
Yeah, I would. It's free over there. I think it's part of their pass. I think that's correct. Yeah, I would play it over there. Because to me, like, the putters and the balls don't make you any better at that game. It's just aesthetics. And so for me, the fun is playing it.
Now there's 23 add-ons. There's a
You
Wallace
have
and
a lot of
Gromit.
those, though.
Around the World in 80 Days.
There's a lot of them. Yeah, there's like a Jules Verne pack, I think.
Journey to Southern Curve.
Myst is one I want to do. The Jim Henson's Labyrinth is another one I want to do.
That's not
I mean,
really.
as long as he keeps playing with me, I will eventually get them all.
I said that's not a really bad thing if you think about like you pay what $14.99 if you wanted to buy it, but we got it for free off the pass. That but then you just do the add-ons. Now, did you get this Lost Cities bundle for $24.99?
Yeah, I
Or
think I have
did
that.
you do the hole in one
I didn't
bundle?
do that. That one gives you almost everything. It gives you all the ones that are packed together, as well as look that Vegas is coming, Elvis, and then Happy Holiday Hideaway. See, like I just want to get everything because eventually at some point I could see us playing back through them. But at the very least, you play through twice. You play through to get the balls, then you play through again to do the clues to get the putters.
Yeah.
So at the very least, you're going to play every one twice. And they're, you know, they're not that expensive. They're, you know, less than $5, I think, all of them.
I think $3.99 for most of them, $1.99.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right now, there some of them are on sale. So I absolutely will get more of them, I'm sure. And, you know, he's usually down too because he enjoys it. So usually we just jump on, look at them, decide which one to buy it and play it.
Yeah, that was one of the better VR games that we played.
Enjoyed it. I saw, wasn't Contractors that VR game we played? Wasn't that the first shitty shooter game that we played?
I think it,
or was that the good one?
No, I think that was a good one.
I'll tell you why I'm asking in a second. The first one we played was terrible, where we had to shoot the zombies and it was like horde mode.
I think Contractors.
But then we played the multiplayer one where we're in that pool, remember? There's like that pool in the middle and you can be on the right and the left.
Oh, yeah.
And that one was good.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what that was called. I thought Contractors was a shitty one that we played.
Contractors Showdown.
Yeah. Let me see a visual on that thing. See if I'll remember. Because the other one just did a sequel. Well, that looks good too.
Yeah, I think this was a good one.
Is there a Contractors? The one we just did had a 2. Oh, I could probably check my library and tell you quicker. Anyway, the reason I ask is that on the last Joe Rogan, on the last...
Matt Sarah was talking about it.
Yeah, he's talking about it. He plays it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is that the shitty one? I think that's not the good one either. Oh, that one's probably good. That's not the one, though, because that one's $20. Unless it was part of the pass.
Yeah, I think everything was part of the past, though.
Contractors. Yeah, we have it.
Yeah, I think this is the one we played. I don't think that was a shitty one. The shitty one was...
We have Contractors. We don't have Contractors Showdown.
And what was the one that we did play that sucked? Because it was before that. Before Contractors.
I'm not sure that Contractors is the good one we're talking about either, though.
No, I think it is. I think that's the one we played all four. Because I remember this area here where we're running around shooting.
Can you just see, like, your library? Is that not a thing?
I think you can.
Maybe I just can't figure out how to do it. Apps. Okay. Oh, no, this is stuff it wants me to buy. Yeah, I guess I don't know how to see. I don't know how to see my games. App library, there it is. Okay. I have so much stuff on here where I just add everything that's free.
Yeah,
Zero Caliber Reloaded was the one that we played.
Yeah, I think it's the garbage one.
No, I think that's a good one.
Thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty confident. We played Contractors before, and I think Contractors is the shitty one. You're looking at Contractors too. See, this is the sequel to the one we played. We played Zero Caliber.
Yeah, Contractors was the one that had like your arms were just off.
Correct. Now, I will say in his defense, he's playing the second one. Maybe it's better.
Mm-hmm.
But all I could think when he said that is like, I'm pretty sure that's that shitty VR game. And he's talking about playing it every single night.
Right. He used to play Population One. That was his game that he played.
I've always wanted to try that one.
Yeah, when I used to listen to his podcast, that's what he was always talking about Population One. But then he was using the HTC Vive.
Oh yeah.
That was his headset of choice.
Always interesting. You never know where VR might pop up in the real world.
And currently, right now, if you are have a Quest and you want the VR games, it's Budget Cuts Unlimited or Ultimate, Budget Cuts Ultimate, and Power Wash Simulator VR are the two games.
And they have so many games on the games catalog too, so don't forget to check that. It's a MetaQuest Plus is a great value. I absolutely suggest that to anybody who has a Quest. So Onward was the super shitty one. So I
A
think here's what I think
4.2.
happened. I think Patman fired up on contractors and decided it was one player, maybe. Wasn't that the real shitty one? Onward, it looks like it.
I don't think we played Onward though.
I don't know. I can't tell. It doesn't seem to sort the games in chronological order to when we played them, just to when I installed them.
Right.
And so I can't tell because I install everything that's free. Let's jump into news because you have 600 tabs open.
Yeah, I do. Well, I said that back to what I was this the Stanley Paradox or Parable, that's what I played. All right, so first one, DICE award winners came, the DICE awards came out. I always forget about them. They announced a bunch. Astrobot was outstanding achievement, which I thought was pretty cool. And there's a bunch of Helldivers won some, a couple. Indiana Jones won a bunch. Astrobot won outstanding technical achievement and family game of
Helldivers
the
was action
year.
game of the year.
Yeah. MLB The Show won sports game of the year. Bellatro won strategy game. Just showing it. Same achievement in
Scroll
game
back up.
design.
What was the Batman? Was that the VR?
Batman.
I swear I saw it. There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Arkham
Immersive
Shadow.
game of the year was the Arkham Shadow. I've heard that's great. I should play it.
Yeah, Batman, that usually their Batman games like that are pretty good. The
Yeah.
VR game. Right. Next one. During the Super Bowl, Kendrick Lamar's performance, people were saying it's a reference to the PlayStation, with the X, the square, the triangle, and the circle.
I would like to say that I'm not qualified to speak on this because I have never heard a Kendrick Lamar song before the Super Bowl. It's no disrespect to him. It's not the kind of music I listen to. So my very entry-level understanding is that is a PlayStation controller. It is tied into a shot of Drake because Drake is signed with Sony, who likes to sue everybody. And so the four different zones were of a PlayStation controller. It's that's what I understand. Everything was like a nod to something else, but it all ties back to shitting on Drake. I don't know anything about the beef. I know it's gone on for a real long time. I don't know anything about really either one of their catalogs of music. I do know that he played the song, the diss track that everybody wanted him to play. He outed Drake by name. He gave a nice little smirk when he said it. But that is what I read was that is a tie-in, just another way to shit on Drake who signed with Sony.
Well, I saw that little thing. I thought it was pretty cool.
I could be wrong. I read that somewhere.
Okay, so there's this game called Intergalactic, the Heretic
Which is the Naughty
Prophet,
Dog game.
the Naughty Dog game. Oh shit! And did you see the trailer for it? It's very, 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 very Naughty
The only
Doggy.
trailer I saw was one where it was announced.
Yeah.
Is it the same one?
It's the same one, but apparently they reference this in the Last of Us game. Ellie ta is talking about the game,
Oh,
and
they
it's.
probably are. They reference all of their games in their other games because The Last of Us is referenced in one of the Uncharted's. It's on the paper at the bar you read, talks about a zombie outbreak.
Yeah. This is not it there, but there's it.
Yeah, this is the same video from when they announced it.
Okay, you just see the video. Okay.
Yeah.
It looks good.
That was from the Game Awards. Yeah, everybody's really upset that that it's a female protagonist and that she is bald and buff.
I don't care if it looks good and the story's good, then.
Yeah, people are in their feels.
The wolves. They don't really give you too much hinting, but it looks
Yeah.
interesting. I know a lot of people are going crazy over it. And
Yeah,
then
it's getting
the.
a lot of hate because everybody's saying that it's woke, but you can't do anything. You can't make any decision and not be classified as woke anymore. It looks cool, though. I have no doubt it will be good. It's a Naughty Dog game.
All right, the state of play was announced.
Yeah, nothing
And
in here for me.
you didn't see anything.
I
They
was
Borderlands 4, the Darwin Paradox.
I don't know what that is. I didn't see that one in fairness.
The
The Dave
Dave.
Divide, I didn't finish Dave the Diver, so like to me the DLC doesn't do anything, but they do have that tie-in with whatchamacallit, Days Gone Remastered. I mean, didn't finish it the first time.
I finished the platinum that game. That was fun. I might try it again. May probably not though. Directive 80/20, that looked pretty cool. This girl was in the Star Wars TV show.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
The Star
A Dark
Picture.
Pictures game.
Yeah.
Super massive. I didn't see that one. I didn't see that other one up top. I think the recap that I watched must have just pulled the big stuff out.
Yeah, this actually looked pretty good. It's like definitely a game that you guys would play.
I'll play it because it's Dark Pictures, so
Yeah,
I'll play it.
Supermassive.
I did see Dreams of Another. That's Q Games' new game.
Five
I
Nights at
did see the new
Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah. I saw Hell Is Us.
Lies of
Lies of P
P.
Overture.
Like a
Like a
Dragon.
Dragon. Just never played
Pirates.
the Yakuza games.
Soul Aside. Metal Eden. There's the Metal Gear Solid.
It's finally coming out in
Speed.
August, allegedly.
Mind's Eye. Monster Hunter Wilds. From the show, Pac-Man plays that. There's Onimusha, Way of the Sword. That looks good.
They're also remastering two. Yeah, so it looks like I saw everything on here except for those two games. Split Fiction looks bizarre also.
Yeah. Okay, this is the one. Now, did you see this, the WWE one? The
No.
track. Okay. So it's called Welcome to the Island. It's basically WWE. It's very, very do you remember the PlayStation at where you can walk around and talk to each other home?
Yes.
It's very, very PlayStation home vibes. So here it
I
is.
saw that. I didn't watch the video. I did see it. They're going after that, like,
Like NBA 2K and Madden
yeah.
are doing,
Yep.
where you run around talking to people.
That's what I was about to say. It's got that home world.
You can customize your characters running around. When I see the anytime I see people do like a game studio do anything like that, I always think of PlayStation Home. I know we've
I
spent
miss
hours of that.
PlayStation Home. Yeah, just busting my ass so I could get a pool table for an apartment that wasn't real.
Oh, I showed you the exit of it. Oh yeah, they announced the games for that you're getting for free for this month. There's a couple of extra good games on there. The Star Wars game is gonna be free for PlayStation subscribers. The Last Jedi or the Jedi one. Eight games are leaving the premium PlayStation Plus Extra. The Outer Worlds is leaving, and I know that's in Outriders. I know two games that people really, really liked. Next one, Astrobot has released five new levels, and special bots have come out.
Yeah, I saw the update go through.
Now, did you see this trailer for the Portal?
No.
I mean, the little commercial. It is only 4:44. It's the dude from Stranger Things, the main boy.
Would not know that either because I've never seen it.
And it should right now. They're showing a video, just a bunch of the little Astrobot characters all around his house, playing around.
Yeah, it's a good commercial. The Portal seems to be selling extremely well.
Yeah. There's a couple of people that I've talked to at work. A couple of cops have the Portal. They're talking about how since it now they can play it,
Those
not
damn
being
headphones
connected.
cost as much as the Portal does. So expensive. I think they're $200 for those freaking earbuds. I'd like to have them, but not for $200.
There's the intergalactic one. Xbox is going to be showing in the future. And if a game is available to play on Nintendo and PlayStation, they're going to have that on there. Phil Spencer has confirmed that when you see anything Xbox related wise, gaming, if you can play it on the PlayStation or you can play it on Nintendo, it's going to show the logos on
Yeah,
there.
that only makes sense to me.
The Xbox Game Pass perks. Make sure you claim your February one. Set right now in the middle. War Thunder's got something listed across that. There's something for you guys. Stumble Guys has a RP Steamer Pack. I see Madden's got something. Apex Legend, Meatball. Minecraft has a 1 month marketplace pack. 150 plus pieces of content, world skin packs, add-ons, armor. So you can claim it for 1 month and you can pick your month. So if there's a 1 month that is something you want, you can claim it during that month.
Yeah, it looks like it's good for quite a while too.
Yes. Yeah,
All the way until December.
you have to claim it by December. Next one. Game Pass. Only one game so far is going to be coming out on Game Pass as of March. First day long. It's the this Autumn Fall that looks pretty cool. As of right now, that's the only game that they've announced. Eight games are going to be leaving Game Pass, and where's the Maneater is going to be leaving, Warhammer 40K, and then Yakuza 3 and 4 will be games that'll be leaving the Game Pass. Now, there's a bunch of games coming to Xbox next week. That Avowed game is coming. Where's another game I thought you probably would play? Ninja Tactic Cats.
I've never seen anything on it.
Baybreakers. There's that Like a Dragon Part Yakuza one that we just talked about. Race Gods Beyond Horizons. Oh, she's got flowers on his face. I was like, what the heck is
Was like a clicker for a brief second.
that? All right, the Nintendo, the LARMO is available for everybody to buy now. So if you go to their store, anybody can purchase it.
Previously, you had to be part of the Nintendo, whatever their online is.
Yeah.
I got so close to buying that like three times. I'm glad I didn't now because I was afraid it would be a complete flop and they would sell none and it would be a collector's item. But it seems like they're selling enough to continue to produce them.
Yeah. And you don't have to be in a Nintendo online membership to get one, like you were saying earlier. The Pokemon Company donated $500,000 to the California Wildlife Relief Fund, which I thought was pretty cool.
It is cool.
Nintendo Switch is going to be getting a Glover or Glover.
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 Not a game that I need again, I'll be honest with you.
All
Not a game I need to come back.
right. Now, Nintendo was talking about, I guess, because of the tariffs, the 25% tariffs, and they're saying that it will affect some things, but they don't know how much it's going to affect. They do have a factory in Mexico, which I didn't realize that. That produces, so we'll see
I
what
mean,
happens.
if things stay the way they are now, we will certainly see impacts to to gaming. I don't think anyone knows what that'll look like right now, but I certainly think it if it remains the way they are now, it will impact it. I think it would be crazy to think it wouldn't. But we'll see how much.
No, I'm sorry. This is not Mexico. They have in Vietnam and Cambodia. They have factories. Mexico is a different one. It's another news article coming up. There's a Call of Duty player that got banned for 67 years from using voice chats or any chat things. The code of conduct, and was reported multiple times. So 67-year banned.
It's an oddly specific amount of time.
He can play the game. He just can't do any chat functions or text functions.
But he could also just create a new profile and be a piece of shit there. I'm all for banning people as long as there's evidence, like as long as it's not like he said, she said, as long as, you know, they pull the clip, which they do, they make it clear they're recording everything. They pull the clip, they hear you say the thing you said. Yeah, ban them. Because it shouldn't be toxic for you to go online and play.
I
You
agree.
shouldn't have to worry about what you might hear when you're online, so.
And the video, the little clip he shows, penalty remaining time, 2,000, I mean, yeah, 24,488 days left on his
Good.
ban.
Don't be a shithead.
All right. Next one, EA. Yeah, Epic has come out and saying they're basically going to be still giving away free games. They're not going to stop that. Last year, they gave out $2,229 worth of free games on their store, and they're going to keep doing it. people were wondering if they were going to stop because of the money wise, but they make so much money with their add-on in-game purchases that they don't need to stop that.
I think whatever they can do to bring people over to their store, I don't think they should stop if it's not putting a dent in them. $2,000 worth of free games, is nothing to them. They strike deals with those people. They don't pay, they pay them a lump sum. It's probably a drop in the bucket what they spent to give away those $2,200 worth of games.
Yeah, I mean, that's also with the free game stuff. You have Epic, you go to Epic Store, get free games. Amazon, if you have an Amazon account, free games. Meta, Xbox, PlayStation. I mean, there's five different other areas. And Steam, if you have Steam, Steam gives away free games a lot. So you're constantly getting free games. All right, some GTA news. GTA Online for 5 Online could still keep on going after GTA 6 comes out, and people were wondering if they're going to tie the two together, if it's going to be a separate online thing, because how GTA 5 is just so big, some people will spend so much money like on it, they don't want to go, so they'll probably keep playing it and not go over to the new one. Same thing with Red Dead Online. Some people play that over GTA 5, and some people still play GTA 5 online.
I mean, we've talked about this before. This is the problem when you continue to update something, when you support it the way they have, and when it has the fan base that it has, and when you're allowed to spend real money in order to enhance that experience. Pulling the plug on it's a big deal. The problem, the concern is that GTA 6 fails to find the level of success that GTA 5 has because people continue to play GTA 5 online. So, it doesn't sound like a real concern when you think about it, but it's like people jump over, they play it, but they're like, yeah, it's not that much different and all my stuff is back on the other one. I'm just going to jump back. They can't have that happen. The only way to pull people from that who have spent all that money is to do something to reward them in the new game, I think. So whether that be an ability to visit the old part or something like that, or the ability for your stuff to come through.
Would
I
you
don't know how they do it, but
just imagine if you have the GTA 6 and you go to G you're playing GTA 5 and you want to go and you purchase the game GTA 6, you go to the airport, you take a flight and you fly to that island or the map, and you can fly back and forth. You can keep your cars over there. Then maybe there's you transport. You go down to a ship dock. You transport your car from one map to the next or one game to the other game. They can intertwine the two games. Because I've played games where there's two different maps, and you'll go to one map, you go to the other map. I mean, GTA 5 did that a little bit where they have the beginning map. You can go to that one. When you first play the game, you're on the snow with Michael and Trevor, and when the one guy gets shot.
I'm curious if they'll do that because, like I said, it's a completely different game. So I don't know that they have an interest in that, but also you do run the risk of competing with yourself.
I held
So.
a whatchamacallit has done that Call of Duty because people still are back playing some of the old Call of Duties because they
We'll
spent
see
so
what
much
happens.
money.
This won't be an issue on whether or not GTA 6 sells. It'll be interesting to see, though, the longevity of or what happens with GTA Online 6, GTA 6 Online, what happens with it. And at a certain point, it needs to be Grand Theft Auto Online and it needs to be forever. So as they add new games, like you were talking about, they need to add these islands or these quick travels where I go to the airport instead of getting on a plane and flying, I do a fast travel to the other area. It's got, it takes you to a whole different server. It's going to need to tie in some sort of way in the future, at least from this game moving forward, if they can't figure it out for this one.
Right, as of right now, they have not announced anything online for GTA 6. So, and if it's coming this year, we'll see. All right, so last one is we got a bunch of Lego news. So I saw something else, but I want to go reference this kit first. So there's this little racing drag derby.
Yeah, it's like a soapbox derby deal. I saw the set. It's super adorable.
And then with a little hot dog guy in this.
Yeah, the toilet car. Yeah.
Now I saw that because I seen this. There's a little set. You had to go to the Lego store and you can get this little buildable set right here.
What's crazy, yeah. So they have the make and take event where you go make the burger car, which fits to the set that's coming out, which is, these are the way these things need to work for me.
Yeah.
Like if you want that, you would have had to gone to that event in order to complete a set basically. And that's awesome.
Yeah. The burger car. And so I looked up online, there's someone on eBay selling the little burger car for $15.09. Then there's on Bricklink, it has people selling for like $12 and $16. A little burger car.
I'll be honest with you, I would pay $12 if I was going to get that set, which I may. I like that set. Now, you can't still go do the burger car, right? It was like a one-day event.
Yeah, it happened in the middle of January. I didn't know nothing about it. It was January 19th. Gone? Yeah, to get this.
Yeah.
To get the burger car.
Are you buying the set?
If I got the burger car, I would have got this.
I think I might get that set anyways. I like it. How much is it? 29?
49.
Damn. I wish they weren't so proud of everything. I don't have any of the Lego City stuff, but I like this.
Yeah.
If I get this, I will spend the money and I will figure out how to get the burger car because it needs it.
Yeah. The burger car.
Needs I assume that you can't just buy the pieces of the burger car.
You can. You can. There's instructions for it.
Yeah. Because I don't need
the minifigure.
I'm not one of these people that needs the like instruction booklet. If the instructions are online and the pieces are online and I can just order them, I'll just do that.
Yeah. There's an instruction book.
Unless it costs more than $12.
Yeah. So I saw that and I thought that was pretty cool because I liked the little burger car.
The set is 60460. I know people get upset when we don't tell you what we're talking about.
Yeah. And then the racing car set, if you want to look that one up, is 656-2113, the burger soapbox racer car.
Some janky ass set number.
Mm-hmm. Well, them exclusive ones like that are usually the long numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
I hadn't seen that. That's interesting.
So Lego Ideas came over. It was this last week, and you can still vote for some on here. And I wanted to go over some of the ones that have already met the 10,000 required votes. That was pretty cool. How I Met Your Mother set.
I think that set gets made.
Mm-hmm.
That show is oddly popular. I like that show growing up. I think that set gets made.
Yep. So that Lego Ideas, How I Met Your Mother. Next one.
It fits so good with like, I think you closed down one of your stories also.
No, that was the one before that.
Okay.
All right. There's another one. Oh, you said it goes good with the other, like The Office and all those other ones.
The Office and Seinfeld and Big Bang Theory. Like if you had all the sets.
Yeah.
They would look super cool.
So there's this junkyard with working magnetic crane.
I think that set is cool. I wouldn't get it, I don't think, but I do think it's cool.
Yeah, so I'll grab the
if you're doing Lego City, it would be awesome to have this and build like a wall around it somewhere in your city.
Hmm.
I do think that would be awesome.
Right. I guess I got to refresh these. All right, this one.
Just so everybody knows, this is how many news stories. He had so many news stories open that it was like, I can't even open any more pages. So he has to reload every single one of them.
All right. So this other one, just like Ideas, Muppet, Stalter, and Waldreef, the balcony key rack. If you guys don't know, it's the two old guys from the Muppet Show.
It's super cool. They're on a balcony. It's made to mount on the wall, and you hang your keys off of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's real neat. I saw a video of, I guess it's probably from the page, but it's a video of a guy like actually mounting it on the wall. It's super cute.
Yeah.
It's super adorable.
Mm-hmm. Next one is Peter Rabbit. I thought this really, really looked nice. That's why I brought this one up.
I'm not a Peter Rabbit guy. I would buy that set.
Yeah, it just looks amazing.
It has the little cute little tunnels for the rabbit, but that set would look good no matter what. It is a lot of vegetation, a small little greenhouse. It's just adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a tunnel. I didn't even notice a tunnel until you just said something.
Yeah, it runs around the other side too. Yeah, it's a super cute set.
Yes, I saw that one. I thought that was a really, really nice looking set. And then the next one is Bob Ross.
Yeah, this one's great. It's got the little pull-out drawer up front to keep tools in.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like a foreground and then it has the background. A bunch of Bob Rosses have gone through and have hit the 10,000 mark and none of them have been made. I see a lot of people saying that this is the best one yet.
It does look good. I like the different color trees, happier
Yeah.
trees. But I think it's a license issue. Maybe they just can't get the license. Maybe his family, the people who owns the Bob Ross
I
stuff,
don't
won't.
know. They seem to be pretty open to license it out for almost everything. I mean, you can go get Bob Ross mints. It
Yeah.
seems odd to me. And this would sell an absolute fortune. Like it would sell a ton. I would get that set. That set's fun. I've gotten really into looking at the Lego ideas stuff.
All right, the next one
It's
is
amazing what people can create.
the ET. Did you see the ET one with the flower pot?
Did see it. So I'm not a big ET guy, which is weird because that's of my time, but I'm not a big ET guy.
Me
I, of course,
neither.
I think that set is cool, but I don't like the big sets like that. I much prefer the small, like in scale sets.
Now, would you get
I'd
the
rather have a
flower pot?
small ET set.
Would you get that flower pot though?
That
'Cause I
flower
know
pot's
you.
okay. Yeah, it's all right. I assume the next set I'll get is probably going to be sunflower. Now, I
Right.
did make a commitment. I purchased the light kit for the botanical gardens, and I don't have the botanical gardens.
Oh, that means you gotta get the botanical gardens.
I mean, I have to get it. I have the
Yeah.
light kit for it. So.
All right, next one is the Griswold family Christmas treehouse.
I
Kirby
saw
Fair
this one. I think
Families.
I saw this one. I think it's cool. I'm not a. I'm. This is not for me. I think it's cool. I think it'll sell decent. I'm not a National Lampoon's guy.
If it comes to market, I think this will be a good one to get.
How good would it look next to the Home Alone house, though?
That's what I was saying. It's gonna look
Yeah.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you get a light kit with all the lights he's got
Oh,
up everywhere.
you gotta do a light kit for that set. And it should be absurd.
I would get this one. This will probably be the first of the ones I showed you. This will definitely be the one I would get.
I would get the How I Met Your Mother, no problem. I love that show.
This one I saw, which was really, really nice, is the Art of Japan. This little diorama set.
This got a friend of the show Matt written all over it.
It does.
It's a super that's a like statement piece on a shelf. No one would even know that that's Lego. That's really pretty.
Next
Van Gogh
one.
is what I started to say. Van Gogh, that sunflowers, I assume, is the next set I'll get.
I like this one.
That one's cool.
The Encensor di Bacca Attrice 12,000. It's a from this elevator tram in Lisbon, Portugal. But it looks good with the city set. Like you just have a tram coming down the track and a little, but the
They're
box is
false
open.
fronts, though.
Yeah. It just looks good.
It's like a diorama. It's cool.
Next one, two left. This one did win, so this set will be made. This is a it's a Lego Ideas had an event for Valentine's building kind of called Build a Heart, and this was the winning build, and they're actually going to make the sets of this. It's a pink blossom tree with two little birds on it.
I like it a whole lot. I hope they clean it up a little bit. So my understanding is whenever these things go through, they then take it and Lego it. So they will make tweaks to things. They make use of pieces that are easier to get. And also they just, I think, make the building process
And then
easier.
they always have hide the inside, the different color bricks inside.
Yeah. I just did the Aldi has, I'm gonna detour real quick. Aldi had the little storefront set that's fake Lego that you could buy for like $7. And I thought it was cute, so I wanted to get it. And you don't understand and appreciate how good the Lego instructions are until you put together something else.
Oh yeah.
It's just an arrow pointing down to like to your base tile. And I'm like, I can't tell where that's going. Like I can't see. Like Lego has really figured out how to. I never put something together on Lego and I can't understand what they're trying to tell me.
Right.
Now I did make the mistake not realizing that when you get to a build variation that it very clearly says do this or skip to this page. That's on me. I'd never encountered that. But as far as like the where to put this piece, where to put that piece, it's very easy to tell.
Now, you weren't playing or building Legos in the 80s like I was, but those instructions were bad back then too.
Yeah,
They had years and years of practice to get the instructions right.
I don't remember if they were bad when I was a kid, but I do know that they're very good now and that Aldi set is super adorable and looks great put together. It was a pain in the ass to put together or to do. I also my first thought was I should try to see how many of these pieces I could order and build that back in Lego.
Ooh.
Because I have the instruction booklet
Yeah.
and almost everything that is in there is a Lego style piece that you could get.
Never know.
It was pretty, it was a, it was, It was not fun to build. The pieces don't snap together very well. They're sticky almost. Like, so when you put them down, instead of like clicking in, they're kind of like part of it's up, part of it's down, and you have to like really force the whole thing down. And the instructions were awful, but the finished set looks really good.
So would you get this to go with your?
I don't think so. I like the tree, but it's not as good as the bonsai tree. And
now if it looks better.
If it looks better, I would consider it, but the birds throw me off a little bit.
I think if they do the birds like they did the parrot, because the parrot looks good.
Yeah. The insects look good too, that they did for that insect set.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll get that.
Okay. And then the last one, there was, I think 327 sets total, but I just grabbed some of the ones I thought was pretty cool. This last one's a throwback, some old 90s sets that.
There's some fun stuff in here.
Did you see these?
Yeah, these are some of these are fun.
Yeah, the Edward Scissorhands looks amazing. The X-Files.
I'm not an X-Files one, but that X-File one is good.
Yeah, I like the, I'm an alien guy, so that's definitely the Fifth Element one. It's too much going on, but I do like it. Jumanji with the open book. I love
the Jumanji set. It's the board, but it opens up, and then you can pull the house together.
The Buffy one doesn't do nothing for me. But
Dan would be all over that Buffy one. I like the Edward Scissorhands house.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Jumanji one. I'll be honest with you. I think all of these are well done. Buffy also, yeah. I know we didn't say anything about it. It's the library scene.
Okay. Yeah. Buffy the Vampire Slayer library scene.
Yeah. So it's like a diorama as well. The Jumanji one is awesome though.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them doing a Jumanji one with a tie-in, like as the new, I'm sure Jumanji movie will come out.
Right.
Down the road. Fifth Element, I don't think will win. I think it does have too much going on. X-Files, I think, is fun. I worry about the licensing with that one.
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands, I think they can get. I don't know how many people would immediately look at that and say, that's Edward Scissorhands, though.
Yeah, you have to see him.
Yeah, the minifig is very much him, but I don't know how many people would just look at a castle and know that it's him. So I don't think for that reason, I don't think it'll be that.
Right, because the picture, they show the castle with the girl. Yeah. In the front of it, and they might think it's something else.
I think X-Files is the best looking set there, though, and I think it would look awesome next to the Stranger Things set.
Mm-hmm. that would be the set down. That I would get.
Yeah. Those are all fun, though.
All right, well, that's all I had. It was a short and sweet bunch of Lego news. I know you guys like the Lego news off of video game podcast, but
I hope you do, because we had a shit ton of it today.
Unless you got anything else, I guess we're good to go. A short and sweet episode. Right?
I don't think it was short.
That's shorter than normal. We usually go an hour.
How long was that?
It hasn't been an hour yet. Maybe 50 minutes.
It's been an hour and 12 minutes. I don't know how long we chatted before.
Oh, it was about 15 minutes before. All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact us on our socials, as that's why I brought up more Xbox news, because someone contacted me again that I keep on forgetting Xbox. Contact our socials at @game_stitch, @HoeFNShow.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Tell those people we don't bring up Xbox because they don't do anything interesting.
And only one of us play Xbox.
I mean, look, I agree. A gaming podcast should talk about gaming, and we're not specialized to PlayStation, but I think we talk about Nintendo a fair amount. Xbox has not had a lot going on. You always covered mm-hmm. the free games for Xbox. Mm-hmm. I tell that person they need to calm down.
Well, really, we cover stuff that I think we both like. Because we don't talk about, you know, Call of Duties and Maddens all the time, or the new maps of this, new maps of that, games we don't play.
Tell them to calm down.
Yeah. All right, then. That was episode 627. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.